Simply Done, the podcast network.
I personally think he's going to choke. It's too big.
Listen, this guy can eat anything. But here's the thing, dude. We put our face on the ab blaster. They're selling a lot of ab blasters.
I'm just telling you, I'm not talking about choking on food. I'm talking about choking in the show.
Scaremaster doesn't choke. Oh, hey, bud. Easy with that thumb.
Hey.
It still hurts. Scaremaster walked in. He's wearing a bootleg shirt.
I didn't give you that shirt. That's a fucking lie.
Carry. You or Jimmy?
Jimmy gave you the shirt?
I called the guy to tell people that he was told to wear this shirt. Let me explain what happened. Scaremaster's just walked in. He's wearing a bootleg Scary Perry Big 3 podcast with our pictures on it. And I asked him in the elevator where he got it because we have to stop the bootleggers. And he said that none other than the commentator of our upcoming Windy City Heat
Q&A
after their screening, he's been bootlegging this. So I made a couple calls to some law enforcement guys I know at the Pinkertons.
You told somebody Jimmy made that?
No.
You told me.
Nick told me to wear this
shirt. Where'd you get the shirt?
He told me he got it. Who gave it to you?
Either Kimmel handed it to me.
Yeah, that's what you told me in the elevator.
Why are you grabbing my hand?
I was trying to get your attention.
On my arm?
Yeah, why don't you go sit down? We can't hear you.
Well, let me by, please. Would you let go of me? And if you grab my pouch, I'm going to pop you one.
Don't pop anybody. Just go. Just go.
You bite me in the balls.
It's just me, Wolfie.
You got to make it through the wolf pack. Thank you. Wolf pack, I'm set.
Don't fucking trip me, goddammit.
Tripping you.
You be tripping.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You seem like you're a little upset.
About what?
I don't know. You see, when you lie, there's something about...
What do you mean lie? What am I lying for?
Okay, what are you lying for? Because you're wearing a t-shirt with our image on it, and it says Scary Perry at the top. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, listen, I will tell you something. If Jimmy's making those bootleg t-shirts, I think it's okay because, you know, Scaremaster sued him for a lot of money. Maybe this is a way for him to try to recoup some of that money by making black market t-shirts and selling them. Maybe his whole show.
He wouldn't do that.
Well, you told
you
me.
Told
he
us.
Selling those,
you
sold
and
those
I got to tell you this.
$20.
That's a real shitty shirt. I did not say
he was selling anything.
Well, okay. He gave you that one to promote the t-shirt sales.
It's a patch.
It's a patch.
It's not even a silk screen. If it was silk screen, then you could say that he's selling them. You make one of these at a time. This is a patch.
You're saying Jimmy did this. You had nothing to do with this.
I had nothing to do with this shirt.
Why don't I believe you?
I will tell you this. This is going to make for some very interesting conversation at the next
Q and A
screening Q&A, where we're going to really have to ask this young man
because
what is going on with his empire of bootleg.
Look,
Scary Perry T-shirt.
Hang on a second. Now about Scary Perry's T-shirt.
Because okay, true or false, we got true or false. He's doing okay.
Who's doing okay?
Big T-shirt King
Jimmy.
Jimmy Kimmel's doing great.
Making illegal t-shirts?
But
we got to start the show.
Real quick.
No, we've got to start the show.
This is real quick. This song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm the Scaremaster, Scary Perry.
Who I think is lying to us.
Lying about my name?
No.
What are we together?
Together we are the Big Three.
If this was a shirt that I would want to bootleg on the market, it wouldn't be a patch. It would be a silk screen.
Okay, like what would it look
but
like?
But the point is...
It would look the same.
There's something going on because I know when you're lying. I've known you long enough, and I know when you're lying. Like when you took the money out of my wallet,
and I gave it back to you.
I saw that same look in your face that night.
You can't hide those lion eyes or those cookies eyes.
You know, talking about my dad saying,
"Why are you changing the subject?" You are making illegal T-shirts, I think.
Cookies eyes.
Didn't you work at a print shop before, your cousin's print shop?
No.
You never worked at your cousin's print shop before?
I worked at my family's print shop, yeah, my cousin's, my aunt, uncle's.
So it was your cousin's print shop?
Yeah, but did I work at another print shop before my cousin's
I didn't
print
say
shop?
That. I said, did you work at your cousin's print shop? And you said, no.
You said, did I work for
See,
another?
You're, no, I never
no,
said that.
No, you're trying to twist
no,
it.
No, I'm not. I did
another?
Not. You lie, and I can always tell
I'm
you're lying. Yes, you
lying,
are lying.
Head.
I'm not a
you're
knucklehead.
You're twisting words no, to make think it look like I'm bullshitting.
We got a big show today.
Let's
we
do
gotta
the big show.
We
Let's gotta.
We are
with.
One. What do you mean, get it over with?
Let's get it done. Let's get it over with. You know. So right now the time.
Shut up, time. Harry. Today is a huge day because tonight, when this starts airing, you are going to be at the start of the Windy Weekend. People are probably in town. They're all over having little Windy Weekend parties at their hotel right now, listening to the podcast.
We're probably at a party.
We probably are. So tonight is the night over at the World Famous Comedy Store. If you don't have your tickets yet, you're probably not going to be able to get them.
I'm sorry. I'm freaking out at a party right now. I'm freaking out
what,
a little.
What do you mean?
When you said, like, right now we're at a, like, we might be at a party.
Actually, just, you said that.
But now I don't know where I am exactly.
Okay. You're here right now. We're recording this. This will start airing on the same day that we have the big podcast over at the World Famous Comedy Store. Right, Barry? You explain
you got,
it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, we knucklehead.
What do you mean? Why do you got to call people names?
Oh, don't call you that.
Okay,
Dan.
Excuse me, Mole.
Don't let him call you that,
Mole,
Dan.
Mole.
He's calling
you
that.
Call him
He's calling you that.
Mole. I don't know if you may want to record this or take it off of recording, but we tape a week early.
What are you doing?
Then we air.
Wait a second. Where are we right now? Okay, talk to me about the Kronos and Clastic Infundibulum.
You're at a podcast
studio
at a secret location in West Hollywood, California.
Okay.
But later today, when this starts airing, you're going to be at the Comedy Store. Does that make sense to you?
Like when someone says shrimp or plate of shrimp.
Nothing like that at all. Let's just move on.
That's all.
We have a huge show today and a lot of things going on. Now,
if you want to get in touch with us, $10 shout out. Do.
Not yet. Saturday night, October 12th, is the actual 10th anniversary of the release of Windy City Heat. That's why the big Windy Weekend. Now, when you're at the movie theater, we'd like you to help us out. And this will once and for all settle a very important thing that people have questioned. Who knocked over the table? Yeah. Who was it that
Should
knocked
over? Should I wear the shirt at the show?
What shirt?
Should I wear this shirt at the show?
Sure, yeah, the shirt in
so
question.
So you can argue with me again?
Why would I want to do that?
Well, because you love to argue with me. Because
it's clean now, so that's a week from now. Yeah, he'll probably still be wearing that one.
Okay, so what I'd like everybody to do, and this has got to be instant, when you see in the film Windy City Heat, the person that actually knocked over the table,
oh yeah,
was it Perry or was it Mole? I want you to say, let's for instance say that you thought it was Mole. When that table goes over, you'll say, Mole knocked over the table.
I didn't knock over the table.
Mole knocked over the table!
Okay, well, when that happens, you will say that. That's all you have to do. If you think it was Perry's fault that and he was the one that knocked over the table, you will say,
Perry knocked over the table.
Exactly.
Perry didn't have a fucking little weed before the guy walked in the room to knock over the table, man. I mean,
oh, my God, you got a new character.
Is this
you got
another
a new character? What's his name?
I don't know.
Who is that?
No, just some stoner.
What's his name, though?
There is no name.
You got to give a name to your characters. People love your characters.
Mr. Stoner.
Mr. Stoner, what's your deal?
I don't know, man, but I watch the movie all the time, man.
Where are you from,
and
Mr.
I know
Stoner?
That you knocked over the table, man. I mean, because, hey, man, you love to get stoned with me and...
Where are you from? That's the question that he just asked you. What city are you from?
I'm not from a city, man. I'm from a plant.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, is that Kyle Dickey with you?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Kyle.
What are you doing, Mr. Stoner? What are you doing? That guy is wasted. Don't take advantage of him just because he's high. What are you guys up to?
Hey, listen.
What'd you guys do today?
We smoked each other.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean, what? We smoked each other.
What does Tex Longhorn think about that?
I'll say.
Yeah.
You better watch your mouth, boy.
Now, are you guys going to be coming to the show tonight over at the Comedy Store, the taping of the live podcast?
I think so.
Oh, Jean-Claude's got to come, man. Is Jean-Claude coming? He's my favorite dude, man.
Jean-Claude was Jean-Claude was busy watching Peter Cetes and the Pink Panther the other night.
Jean-Claude, yeah. Are you going to the show?
We are all going to be there with everybody there. 300,000 people are going to show up at the Comedy Store. And I know the store only holds, 325 people.
Okay, more than that. I have some other big news, and I'd like to make this announcement right
now. Oh, my God, you're pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. No, I'm not, and I don't think that's the way I would announce it. For those of you that can't make the show here at the world-famous Comedy Store tonight, I've got some good news, because the good people at VPN are going to air this live starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They are going to, so that, I guess, what would that be, 1 o'clock on the East Coast?
Hold on.
They're going to air it live on the computer?
Yes. So, what are you doing? Trying to figure out? Yeah. So, you basically would be adding 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the mountain time.
1 in the morning.
In the central time, what time would it be? It'd be midnight. And on the East Coast, it would be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Time, man. Time is a very curious commodity.
So, for those of you that can't make the big show tonight, you will be able to see us. And next week on the podcast that will air on Simply Down the Podcast Network, you're going to hear kind of the behind the scenes things that happened throughout this entire weekend at Perry's Chili Cook-Off, during the Q&A with Jimmy Kimmel and Bobcat Goldthwait Saturday night from the... Yes, go ahead, Mo.
I'm excited to see those dudes.
It'll be very fun. I'm just excited about the entire experience. Are you getting kind of the windy fever right now?
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. How many t-shirts you think Jimmy's going to sell at that thing? It also gives people a chance to meet him when they see him in the parking lot sell his t-shirts.
Do you think he'll do it that way?
How else do you do it? That's how you sell bootleg t-shirts. You usually have like a canvas duffel
bag
over
your shoulder.
He's not going to
be selling bootleg t-shirts.
Walking up to people, hey, you want a shirt? And then he quickly just shows
But you know what? You wait like a half hour and they drop way down.
Yeah. So, but don't say that now, because then Jimmy loses money.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, I'm going to say buy the official ones inside.
Yeah, you can buy the official ones inside.
What, these?
No, those are Jimmy Kimmel's
those
illegal shirts.
Those are the ones he sells in the parking lot, dude.
According to you.
I'm not.
Wait,
not
didn't you say this to Mole earlier?
I just said that he gave me a shirt.
Right, yeah.
I didn't
Why
say
would he
about
give you a
model.
Shirt?
He's his model. And Muse.
Wow.
I'm just scared that I might have to take a dump soon.
Oh, yeah. Someone's got a new catchphrase.
Oh, crap.
Are you serious?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
You'll be okay.
Because you're going to have to find a place
outside.
There's
some roughage in your system. You'll be all right.
I think that right now it's time that we let you, the fans at home, get involved with this, where we can find out what's on your mind. It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show, the $10 shout out is where you, the listener. Hey. Wait a minute. Burt Ward, everybody.
Oh, my God. Look, everybody's in town.
Hey, Ward. What's going on, buddy?
Everybody, come on over here.
Burt Ward just walked in. He's carrying a big giant salad.
What's going on?
I'm getting set up because Don's going to let me shoot you guys
tonight. Whoa. I don't want to get shot.
No. I'm doing some pictures. I'm putting a book together, and Don thought maybe this might be a good idea to come here, and I could shoot you guys. And I've been doing some photography.
We're doing a photo session after the podcast today. And this photo session will turn into a poster that you can buy at the Windy Weekend.
Cool.
And I actually stopped. I got you some food if you're hungry. It's a
I'm full. Thank you.
But this is really good. This one has bacon and it's got cheese. I think there's some blue cheese.
Why did you just bring some for him?
Well, I knew that
Give it
he
to
was
Don,
gonna be
please.
Hungry, so I figured I'd bring it.
Let Don have
Eat
it.
Eat the salad, dude, for God's sake.
I'm not going to have this.
Why?
The cheese is probably separated in a little cup or something. You can take the cheese out of there.
You got to definitely have something
Open
eat.
Up, Scam Master.
I don't need.
You got to do the salad challenge.
I don't need to eat. I've already eaten.
I know, but you need roughage. Get the salad challenge going. I bet you didn't have any greens.
Wait a minute. Is this a salad challenge?
I'm saying it is. $10 shout-out time. We can make this a salad challenge. Make it happen.
Oh,
right now.
You want to
like
do that?
A stack of $10 shout-outs.
Right. If you can eat all of that in less than 15 seconds, you get all the $10 shout-outs.
No, it's not going to happen.
No, he needs longer than that.
It's not going to happen. It's impossible.
Scare Master, take the cheese out of that. Take the cheese out of it.
Do you want me to
I
get
don't
it?
Need it. I just don't. I don't want any food. I'm full.
Well, eat the salad, for God's sake.
What did I fucking say? I'm full.
What did
if
you eat,
I'm
though?
Full, I'm not eating anything after
but
being
what did
full.
You eat? What did you eat?
I had a whole big fucking pizza at home.
All right, so you don't want a pizza. You got to push that through. You need some roughage. You need some fiber.
That's going to clear your system
you
out.
Need
do you
need that fiber.
That
you got to fight.
And that means I'm going to take a shit here then.
No, you're not going to take a shit here. You don't let people take a shit at your place.
I don't let anybody that's not staying in my apartment use my bathroom.
You've never been part of the $10 shout-out. Would you like to read a $10 shout-out?
Sure. That says Burt Ward with a $10 shout-out.
Here.
No, you're going to eat it in a minute.
Not eating.
Hold on to it.
Hold on. Let me see here.
You wear glasses?
Oh, my God.
I have to read. This is to the Greaseball Perry. I'm doing research for New York Times about how some celebrities have entered the entertainment industry, and your story is rock-hard material. I have a few questions to ask regarding your entry. What time of day did you get Randy Callahan's office on June 26, 1992. Do you feel you're more gay during the morning hours or evening hours or sometimes
gay?
In between?
Interesting.
I'm not at all gay.
Well, they're just asking you that, though. Okay.
Was there music playing during your man-on-man gay moments?
There's no man-on-man gay, nothing.
Were you able to play a mixtape?
Look, right now! Nothing's gonna get answered! Stop asking me shit like that!
Okay, first of all, it's a $10 shout-out. May I just put this out there? I see why you're angry, Perry, because we've gone over this numerous times.
I'm not.
Let me just say
that.
Talk
about these guys. They had their moment. They had their one brief tete-a-tete.
Exactly.
They enjoyed themselves. They moved
on. It's
over
21 years ago.
Perry, let me handle it. A
couple dudes had some fun.
They're not listening
to you. No dudes had fun. I didn't have any fucking fun. You fucking asshole.
It's not our business.
Shut your mouth.
It's not our business.
Mole, you're upsetting him for no reason. Let me just say this.
I'm just saying it's nobody's business.
Okay, you'll finish the letter, but just in the future, I just want you to know, I happen to know for a fact, Perry has never done anything gay. He was forced, he was raped.
Thank you for being kind enough to use that term.
I know. Yeah, and it's, so please, let's drop this from now on. Finish the letter, though, just because we need the $10. Go ahead.
Were you able to play a mixtape with many ACD songs and Village People tunes? Is Randy Callahan circumcised?
You can answer that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very tiny.
Did you two use lube or just spit on your hands and start tugging?
I didn't do any spitting.
And he didn't, because Perry did not blow anybody. Perry got a blowjob from a bad person.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just sick of these people doing this.
Couple dudes had a couple kicks. They moved on. It's their business.
So pick it up from there. Okay. Go ahead, Bert.
Were there any memorable posters on the wall of Mr. Callahan's office?
Do you remember anything on the wall?
There were pictures of movies that were...
Yeah.
That he
that's enough
on.
Said. All right, go on to the next thing.
I've heard stories about you being attracted to men with piercing blue eyes.
Sorry, well...
Did Randy have posters of teen heartthrobs on his walls that you were able to fantasize about during the penetration?
No, there's... No, I'm not gay.
Okay. All right, I
gay
will
happy,
verify...
Gay happy.
Gay happy, that's
gay happy, yes.
You're
period.
Very gay.
Period.
You're very gay.
Happy gay, not
happy gay, happy gay.
Well, not homosexual.
All right, but
you are very gay.
You could say that, but you're very gay happy to
Thank
finish
you.
The
happy,
entire
happy.
Sentence.
Happy, you're very scare master. Gay happy. You are the gayest dude I know.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
You're welcome.
Okay. Young Leonardo DiCaprio was a star around 1992. Is this why you have such a fascination with him to this day?
I don't have a fascination of Leonardo.
Okay, that's DiCaprio.
He's Italian, like.
So what?
Bruno Mars.
He was in good
Mario Andretti.
He was in good movies.
period. That's all you care about. You know, to be honest with you, Perry, this whole fucking thing is ridiculous. I don't even know how it started. I really don't. Finish this letter, please.
Maybe Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell, or are you an A.C. Slater type of guy?
Who's A.C. Slater?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know any of these people.
He doesn't know any of these people. Leave him alone, for God's sake.
He was the cuter of the two on Saved by the Bell.
What was her name again?
Well, there's Zach, and then there
Which
was
one was that?
A.C. Slater was the cute guy.
The blonde-haired guy?
Yeah.
You're not talking the brunette chick?
No, he's talking about the guys.
I'm not looking at the guys.
Okay, but
you asked me who he was, and I'm just telling you he was the cuter of the two.
I'm looking at the girls and... Okay. Saved by the Bell. I don't look at the guys. I don't pay attention to
the
guys.
For those people that are trying to get...
There wasn't any girls in the letter. I was just talking about the guys.
Of course not.
Okay, finish the letter.
Because they all want me to be gay, like homosexual, and I'm not.
Wait a minute. Is that who I think it is, that?
What? It was Kyle.
Kyle Dickey?
Kyle, what is going on right now in your head?
I don't know. These
Why
people
do they
are...
always want to
oh,
talk
you
about...
know what? Maybe Kyle should be asked who's cuter.
Oh, please.
Ask Kyle.
Okay.
I'm going to need to take a dump.
Kyle,
this is sick.
Is Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell, or do you like A.C. Slater?
I like them both.
Whoa. Okay, let's finish.
I can't pick.
All right. What was the meal you ate before and after your sweaty session?
What?
He ate it. It was on the road. It was on the 5 freeway.
Okay, again, let's take this from a place that we shouldn't be talking about this, but what they want to know is, what were you eating the night that thing happened?
Back in 1992?
Yes.
I don't remember. It was 1992.
Okay, he doesn't remember. It was 1992, God.
21 fucking years ago.
Over 21.
Thank you.
All right, let's wrap this letter up.
Okay, it's to my understanding you two enjoyed milkshakes afterwards.
Bullshit.
Did you order one milkshake? With two straws? Please confirm.
Oh, God. I don't have any recollection of drinking anything after the fucking bullshit event that happened. I left. Period.
Okay. Please answer the above questions and you'll be handsomely rewarded from the desk of Isaac Drandioff.
Well, thank you very much.
Well,
but
what's
again,
the reward?
Again, well, I don't think that you did it. Again, all those questions were silly questions, and we should keep those to ourselves from now on.
Thank you.
I would much rather talk about the Scaremaster's insatiable hunger for fame than his one misstep where he made love to a man.
I didn't make love to any man.
Scaremaster, you're Italian.
Mellow
you're
the fuck
Italian.
Out.
You're Italian.
So what? I'm
you're
Italian.
You're a passionate person.
All right.
And you're a Polak.
Okay,
Polak.
Guys, stop
person.
It.
What difference
does it make? Mole, you got to ease up on Perry.
Dear Big Three, I'm writing because I'm absolutely disgusted by your broadcast from a few weeks ago. First, I must applaud Perry F. Caramello for taking a courageous stand against deadly drugs like the apple cherry with tobacco that Dan and Mole so callously and violently attacked a brave man with. Really.
I will have you know
that my son lost his life to a similar drug, cherry apple with tobacco. Wow. No, he didn't even smoke it, but he was chemically brutalized by two teenage thugs in an alley outside of a movie theater one night who were smoking it. They surrounded him and blew the bile fumes right into his face over and over. He pleaded with them to stop, telling them he was allergic to cherries, but it was to no avail. They continued laughing and blowing smoke deep inside his nostrils and mouth, and they kept repeating, "What did we do?" And flicked at his hat like petulant little creeps. My son sunk to his knees out of breath and bleeding for help, but his supposed friend Ron just stood there playing with his Vine app on the phone while the torture ensued for 20 minutes. My son tried to scream out, but the smoke took his breath away and until he collapsed on the ground, choking, then finally suffocated to death. When I heard the same act of terror being inflicted on Perry, I suffered traumatic flashbacks and got chills all over. Dan and Mole should be locked up with the keys thrown away. And Dan already said, what happens to guys like you in prison, Mole? They put you... They're naughty bits in that whisker biscuit you call a face, mister. Oh, no. God bless you, Mr. Caramelli, for your efforts. I'm sorry. Dog bless you, Mr. Caramelli, for your efforts. Every night, I lay awake and wonder if my son had just screamed as loud as you did at Mole, if it would have saved his life. You're the Rosa Parks of the crusade against apple cherry wood and related novelty tobacco drugs. I have performed a post-death Navajo witness baptism on my son so we can thank you in heaven one day. Please get yourself a nice warm hug from me right now. Sincerely, Marge Schott, former user, username on Moplay. Oh, Straight Edge Perry fan, 51. I remember her on Moplay. And that,
I sure do.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
Oh, hello.
Whoa. Hey.
Hello.
Whoa, look
Dominic
who just walked in.
Let's
do this.
Dominic Monahan. Hey.
Cindy Weekend.
Hey, Dominic.
Come on over here.
Dude, congratulations on the Windy Weekend.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming.
Congratulations.
Dom, what's going on, brother?
Windy Weekend.
How you doing, man?
Hey,
Mary Jane.
Hey, Dominic, what's going on, dude?
So this is what 10 years feels like.
Okay.
That's some insane shit.
You got it.
All right, Dominic.
That is wild.
Dominic.
Hey, I could barely get down the street. There's a couple of cops on the street. There was a car accident around here tonight.
Scary Master got in a car accident earlier.
I got
earlier.
A little wreck, but I mean,
there's a cop
nothing
on the
major.
I called the cops. He said he was in a car accident, so I called the cops and told him to check out his car and gave him his license.
Well, they were asking me. I didn't know anything about it, so
hey,
I just
it's
kept
for
on
his
going.
Car.
But, hey guys, congratulations! 10 years.
Okay, well, it's,
this is still alive.
Actually,
Windy Weekend. Come on.
Okay, actually, the Windy Weekend is starting tonight.
Yeah, doggy.
But actually, it's next week for us.
Next week's what? What's happening next?
Well, that's
week?
When the Windy Weekend actually happens.
No, it's the 4th. You said the 4th, Mo.
I said
Friday the 4th, Windy Weekend.
I know. I said this. Oh.
Wait, it's the 4th, right?
Oh, when I told
fourth?
You. Yeah, I told you to come for
the 11th, 12th, 13th.
You told me the
4th.
I told you to come this weekend for the Windy Weekend.
Well, okay, Mo.
You know what? Here's the thing.
I'm away next weekend.
It's fine because this podcast is a week later.
Dumb.
Yeah, but I can't be here.
Have Perry explain it. Let Perry explain it.
Listen,
Dominic,
I can't be. Go on.
Okay, Mole, hold on. Everybody, stop.
Yep.
You do this all the time, Mole. Let right. Perry.
Go ahead, Scare Master. Explain what happened.
I can't believe you fucked it up.
Dude, we tape a week early,
so,
and then we play the show the next week.
So today's taping is last week.
We're taping the show tonight.
For
we
the last
play the week's. Show. Next week.
The Windy Weekend.
Right, so
the Windy Weekend starts the 11th,
so
12th, 13th, and 14th.
So next week is the Windy Weekend.
Correct.
Which we're back in time a week, which means
right.
this is
right.
the Windy Weekend, right?
Windy Weekend.
Right.
Yeah, doggy.
All right.
Get it.
I think we're still
Thanks,
a little
Mo.
Screwed up on this. By
I
the
know.
Way, oh, hold on just a second. What are you doing up here still?
Oh, well, I just thought I'd sit in and watch you guys before, you know, we...
Okay, weren't you supposed to be setting up downstairs in the garage here?
Well, yeah, I've been actually setting up for a while, and I went and got Perry some food, and I thought maybe I'd just stop in before you guys came down.
Okay, well, we have another guest here.
I like having Bert hanging
okay.
out.
Hey, Bert.
Okay, but I think he should probably leave.
Oh. What did Bert okay. do?
All right. Well, hey, you know. I'm gonna
Bert,
see
I
want to
thank you for this.
Do you want me to get you a plate or anything?
No,
I'll
eat
some of the salad.
Later.
I'm
going to
get you a plate.
Eat some of the salad just to make
you
feel good.
I'll get you a plate before I go.
Eat some of the salad just to make you feel good.
Show them that you're enjoying the
salad.
Salad challenge.
I'm not eating.
Just have a little.
Salad challenge.
I've already eaten.
It doesn't matter.
Salad challenge. Don't eat the cheese part.
Oh, Jones?
Oh, you know what?
The best salad.
By the way, while you're eating that, hey, Dom, would you mind joining in? We're in the middle of our $10 shout-out.
Oh, I would be honored.
What are you going to do?
Here, why don't you read this next one, okay?
I'd be honored.
Do not put the cheese in the salad.
Okay. It says, please have Don read.
Oh, okay. Then, well, you know what? Let's get you in there. I'll pick one a little bit later.
Right. Look at all these $10 shout-outs you got this week.
Oh, we got
That's
oh,
an
here's
epic
one.
Week.
There you go.
Okie doke.
Caesar dressing's okay, right?
No.
It's vegan.
How's the salad?
Vegan dressing, yes.
Yeah.
Tofu
vegan.
Dear Mr. Caramel.
We put the bacon too, right?
Bacon in, yes.
We have learned.
It's, yeah.
All right, hey, Perry. Somebody's trying to read a
I'm
fucking
sorry. Excuse me. Dear Mr. Caramel, we have learned that you are joining a Javajo Witness program because you are seeking
Jehovah's
a wife.
Witness.
We wish you the best, but feel you should shop around before deciding. You didn't stay in the family print shop after you found a nice job jacking off dogs, so why stay
what?
In the family religion? I'm just reading it, dude.
It's from last week's show.
The Sweet Feathery Jesus Institute for Religious Studies has found 264 religions that would fit you better than the Javajo Witness program.
Whoa.
Sorry.
They give some examples here. For example, Muslim, Buddhist,
nope.
Hare Krishna.
Nope.
Benefit?
Nope.
Hang on. Listen to the benefits. Loose-fitting clothing for the fuller-figured male.
Nope.
Perry, before you say no to everything, at least show them the respect. They did send $10. Continue on.
Yeah, consider it. Okay, next one. Hinduism, Sikh, or Shintoism. The benefit, you can keep your tattoos. Sweet. Luxurious, greasy hair, and extensive masturbation schedule. That kind of fits.
Does seem like that's your religion, Perry.
Final one, Judaism. Benefit, nice little hat to cover up the bald spot.
No need.
Our analysis shows that you picked the religion that least fits your lifestyle. You require a forgiving dog that won't hold that casting agent hand love thing against you for all eternity. Your fans have forgotten about it, and so should your god of choice. It was nearly 10 years ago. It's time to move on, including the Lord. Best wishes on your path to enlightenment. Belasco Booze and Dr. P, sweetfeatheryjesus.com.
Whoa.
Lovely.
Hold on. Thank you.
I bet Sweet Feathery Jesus didn't know you were going to be reading their letter for the windy weekend.
I would like to, just out of kind of respect for the Javajo religion, just do a quick R5.
Jehovah's Witnesses, please.
We just bow our heads and do an R5.
All right.
It's bow our heads.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Fido, who art in the kennel, hallowed be thy tail. Thy bacon will come. Thy cheese dips will come on earth as it was in heaven. Forgive us this day, our daily postman, and let not the postman bite us on the tail anymore. Amen.
Amen. Okay. You don't say amen?
Amen. Amen.
How's the salad, Perry?
It's good.
Do you need more salt or pepper?
No.
Sweet apple.
Here, well, try it with this. You want some of this?
Scare Mass, is that okay? Can you have a little apple cherry with tobacco?
Don't blow it on me, goddammit!
No, I'll stop blowing it. He understands it.
Be a good host.
All right, let me read this next letter. This is, and it says,
how's
please have Don read.
It's good.
Dear Big Three, it's come to my attention that Mr. Cookie Caramello passed away some time ago. With my warmest regards, I must reveal that I was affiliated with Dear Cookie. He was my lover through the last 10 years of his life. Whoa.
Is that my mom? Karen?
No, I'm looking at the end and it's not saying Karen.
Read it.
Let's get this thing cooking.
Okay, let me read on.
Well, what the heck is on that thing? No. That's like the sound of the blob on that. No.
Some strange DMT resin. That's not the apple cherry with tobacco that I know.
It's the one we always smoke here.
That's crazy.
All right, then go with this one. I remember the days walking along the bows of the ship he cooked on, sipping wine and slurping clam chowder from Cookie's beard. Ah, those were the good old days, sport. But as days turned into months, the fire for our relationship grew from an ember into a bonfire. I became infuriated with my dear Cookie after I had a sample of young Italian sausage, and I lusted after that for the next best thing of my entire life.
Oh, it's strange, that apple cherry with tobacco.
Okay, there's a lot of smoke. No, you don't smoke this, right?
No, I don't smoke.
What a strange taste.
Why the fuck are you blowing towards me?
Nobody's blowing towards you.
Hey, you're not the center of the universe, dude.
Yes, I know that he married a woman, but his heart belonged to me, Scaremaster. You may be asking who I am. We had a brief but bitter affair, you and I. I believe Mole knows my name is Sandy Gallagher.
Sandy Gallagher!
Why does that name sound familiar?
That dude that Perry used to be in love
with.
Oh,
your first love,
Sandy
Randy
Gallagher.
Callahan. I don't know if this is real.
It ain't Quentin.
Oh, bullshit.
He called my...
what an excellent vintage, Mo. What a superb vintage.
Really is. That's
decadent, almost.
We will smoke no apple wood, cherry wood, tobacco before we smoke it up.
Though after the death of my dear Cookie, I see you more as a son than a former lover. Perry, it's time to come home. Your new daddy is waiting.
Whoa, love, Scaremaster. Congratulations.
Who's RC? What does that mean?
Randy Callahan. Fuck
off.
No, it's
Sandy Gallagher.
Perry, you have a little bit of schmutz right here. Just a little.
It's good. You got it.
You got it.
Okay, we got a couple
just
more $10.
Just wanted to make sure when they're taking your picture that you look solid, you know?
He will look solid. He always looks solid. There's no question about that.
Thank you.
All right, Mole, you want to read this next
one? Can I thank you for putting me up against Mark Spitz in that one look?
Yeah, by the way, that's another poster that you can buy.
That's pretty amazing that you
thought of that.
Yeah.
Were you happy with the final results?
I haven't seen the final results.
Oh, I want to see it. Thanks, dude. Oh, I want to see it.
Okay, Mole, if you could, read this next $10 shout-out. Here, can I get the... Here.
I hope I could.
Bert, before...
It says Dan, please read.
Well, you know, I just read one. You want to read another one?
I'll read it.
Perry's doing pretty good on his salad challenge, by the way.
He really is.
Dear Week 3, in the past, people have questioned Perry's claim on suffering a coma during his youth. Perry's previous lies about Lisa Marie eating his A or RC's raping
him. That's all bullshit.
Have made many... Oh, really? RC raping you is... Okay.
Look, the
have made many question his character. However, I personally can testify to the fact that Perry did indeed suffer a coma. Allow me to explain. It was a cold December day when I arrived at the hospital do my daily duties as a male nurse. The doctor just finished diagnosing a new patient, a young Italian boy who had been in a car wreck. The doctor claimed the cause of the accident was DWI, driving while Italian. Turns out Perry was lucky to be alive. He should have died in that car wreck, but he was so greasy he managed to escape with his life. Perry was dubbed the Christmas miracle, and we all knew he would go on to do great things one day. One of the duties as a male nurse at the hospital is to bathe those who cannot bathe themselves, and of course this included all comatose patients. As I approached Perry to bathe him for the first time, I expected to see a slimy, greasy Italian man pig, and thus brought two buckets. A scrub brush. This is sad to think about him doing this.
Yeah.
And a bottle of industrial strength degreaser.
It's a graphic image.
That the maintenance crew uses for those tough jobs, but that's not what I saw at all. Instead, I saw an angel. That kind of looked like a young Marlon Brando. I removed Perry's robe to bathe him, and he was hairless and fit to a core. After a few moments of scrubbing Perry's hard-toned body. Does this sound right?
That's what I was when I was 16.
Okay, after a few moments of scrubbing Perry's hard-toned body, I realized I had an erection. I never considered myself to be a gay man, but here I was, hard as a rock. For the next few evenings, I would just continue to bathe Perry all while trying to contain my lust for him, but that didn't last long. It all started rather innocently.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Is this true?
I'm done. Oh, I'm done. God.
With what?
They say coma victims enjoy hearing someone's voice, so
I want more food.
Listen, he began to read to Perry.
I thought you said you wanted more food. I'm sorry.
Nightly, he seemed to respond most favorably to transcripts of the movie Grease, That Cool Baby, You Know How It Is, Rockin' and Rollin' and Whatnot, Danny, That's My Name, Don't Wear It Out. Does this bring back any memories, Perry? From there, it progressed to me nibbling on Perry's ears, nipples, and belly button, and slapping my heart C-word all over his face. This child's play was not satisfying me. I wanted to be inside Perry, and I needed him inside me. It was getting closer to Christmas, and thus the hospital had less activity than normal. I knew that if I was going to make this fantasy come true, I had to act now.
Is there any truth to this, Perry?
On this particular evening, I quickly disrobed Perry and retrieved some bungee cord from my satchel of toys. I secured one end of the bungee cord around each ankle and then secured the other end to the headboard, thus pulling Perry's feet up around his head in a spread eagle position, therefore exposing his A-word to the ceiling. I then used a piece of ice to get Perry hard by rubbing it up and down the shaft of his P-word and testicles. Once he was erect, I inserted the ice cube into his anus. The initial shock of cold would cause the anus to clench up and become restrict. But once the anus was warmed up again, it would be looser even more than before. Thus,
so what was her name? What was the nurse's name?
While waiting for his A-word to warm up, I masturbated Perry so he wouldn't go limp while using his limp hand to masturbate myself.
What was the female nurse's name?
I climbed on top. Inserted myself into his B-word and began to make sweet love in him.
This is all bullshit.
Hold on just a second. This,
I flicked around and put my C-word in Perry's mouth and S-F'd him. Skull F'd him. I'm sorry. Wow.
Oh, these really fucking lies.
So this was a guy that
It's all lies.
How do you know? You were in a coma.
Well, at the same time, S-ing him off. His mouth was so large, I could fit both my C and B's. I knew Perry would claim that this is all BS and a lie, but I can prove it. Perry has a small P word. So as you can see, Perry truly was in a coma. Sincerely, Sucio Sanchez.
That is
Scare
true.
Master, you should bring this guy up on. There's no statute.
I don't know a doctor or a nurse named Sucio Sanchez.
Well, you were in a coma.
It's an orderly.
Do you think it's that this orderly. Is why he's so homophobic?
Does he know what fucking hospital I was in?
Did he say that?
What? Who said what?
You said what hospital you were in.
I said, yeah, but did this guy say? Because if this guy doesn't say what hospital I was in, then he doesn't know.
All right, let me read on to here.
I'll try to put that stuff behind okay. you. I mean, no pun intended.
Dear Mr. Caramelio, due to your anger management issues, unprofessionalism, and your lack of any talent whatsoever, the right. best podcast in the history of the world is winding down at the year's end. After which, most people are predicting that you will never work in the entertainment industry again and
oh,
will continue.
I know what I need to ask you.
Well, let me
What's
finish.
Going on with you?
And you will continue your slow slide into obscurity, obesity, and mental illness. Finally, dying a lonely death under a pile of building calendars, broken trophies, and vintage pornography.
I need to ask you to get me removed from the wicked list. The
okay,
negative
I
list.
Can't just do that. Here at the Sweet Feathery Jesus the Theatrical Management Agency.
Well, what'd you just put on your trousers?
Is that in the system? That? Is that part of the system, the wicked list?
What's that? What'd you just pull out?
It's just a feather from the piece of
there
lettuce.
Was a feather in the salad?
Just a little.
Did you put a feather in his salad?
No, it's completely
it's just,
vegan.
It's all,
it only
it's all lettuce.
No, there's no...
Master, you want
no
tequila?
I don't want anything anymore!
No, there was no...
Nothing!
Perry, there was no chicken in it. It was just bacon.
It's all vegan. It's
that's right.
It's
just bacon and lettuce.
Yeah, it was a
that's
good salad.
That's a rad T-shirt as well, by the way. How can I get hold of one of those T-shirts? Is that
Jimmy
part of the Windy
the
Weekend?
Nobody's selling these shirts.
Didn't you say that earlier?
Oh, God.
Let me read on.
They're going to probably be like
oh
$8,
God.
But they'll knock
there was
it out
only
of five.
One shirt made, given to me. Christ.
Good design. Anyone tequila?
Here you go. Here at Sweet like Feathery it. Jesus Theatrical Management Agency, we specialize in resurrecting acting careers. We're the ones that got John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, Rob Lowe in The West Wing, and Fatty Arbuckle into Die Hard 2. I don't remember that.
Oh, shit. I forgot to get that out of my car.
Are you
Fatty
listening
Arbuckle?
To the
go
letter?
Ahead, go ahead, go ahead, yeah.
We understand that once you're involved with Mr. Barney ends, your only income will be your fake broken neck money. So
fake broken
initially,
neck
we're
money.
Willing
right.
to work with you on a pro bono basis.
Not going to happen.
Coming for a meeting, do you remember that the industry has changed since you last worked? Please, no gay stuff. Hard love through acceptance will no longer guarantee you a role. Lunch will be provided. And this is from Belasco, Booze, and Dr. P, Sweet Feathery Jesus, Theatrical Agents at Large.
There's another...
I'll give you $10
agency.
For your T-shirt.
No way.
12.
Sorry.
It's Kimmel Original, dude.
Exactly.
There's only one? I can...
Only
no,
one.
No, yeah, well, you can get them in the parking lot.
I'd totally buy it for $10.
How much?
I'm not selling this fucking shirt!
I've not seen it. Podcast T-shirt like that. It's nice.
You know what? I got to tell you this. I don't know why you're still here. Why are you still here?
Well, I was helping Perry with his salad. And
thank
then...
you, but I don't. I'm fuller than full, and I know if I take another bite, I'm gonna have
and
to run into the
bathroom.
Bluer
than blue. Right. Bluer than blue. That
bathroom.
Dude.
Okay. Do you want dessert?
What did I just say?
No, you
what?
Said you were finished with the salad.
I'm done eating. I was full from eating when I ate before I left my house.
So then why did you eat the salad if you were full?
Oh, Christ.
You want some cookies, Scare Master?
I want nothing anymore.
Would you like to read one last $10 shout-out, then you can go down and set
and you
up?
You ate that feather as well.
That's true. You did.
I need to take a shit.
Okay. Well, you're not doing it. Go ahead. Read on.
Dear Big Three, my wife's birthday is at the end of October, and the only gift... that the dear sweet woman asked for is a birthday shout out from the Big Three. Her name is Kelly. She's a big fan, particularly of Mole. Shout her out, please, Big Three, and give it all you have because my wife is. Can I say this word?
What is it?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
can
ahead.
I say that?
That word,
okay.
I mean.
Fucking awesome. Sincerely, VB. Langsburg, Michigan. After you shout her out, please have Mole read the postscript below.
Hey, it's Susan. Shout her out. Oh, now?
No, she. No, you. After.
Oh, you know what we could do?
She wants you to do this.
Dominic, why don't you introduce the big three, and why don't you introduce Dominic, and Mary Jane at the end, you say yay or something like that. All right, now who are we wishing happy birthday to?
Callie.
Okay, so you will introduce the big three to introduce the birthday greetings to Callie. You will introduce Dom, and at the end, you will say yay.
Everybody, this is Dominic Monaghan.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hold on just a second. Why would you go so high energy? That's not your style. Just like here he is, Dominic Monaghan. Don't try to steal the show, Bert. You're a photographer.
I sold it a little bit, though.
No, but you don't think he went over the top?
I like big because it's tough for me to see stuff.
Well, you said it's an introduction. You don't, you know, it's an introduction.
Just do it the way I asked, okay?
Everybody, it's Dominic Monaghan.
Yay!
Hey, you guys, what's up? It's Dominic Monaghan. I'm here with Mole.
Yeah.
Don Barris. Hello. And Perry Caramello, and it's the big three.
Hey! Yeah. You know how to pronounce my last name?
Perry Caravello.
Caravello.
Perry Caravello.
Caravello.
Okay, here's a PS.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Dominic, how come you didn't introduce me?
Someone was supposed to introduce you, but it wasn't me, was it? Was it Mary
Jane? You introduced literally everybody in the room but me.
Okay, maybe what we do is we add another element to this. Mary Jane, at the end, when you say yay, you'll also say, let's hear it for Burt Ward. Okay. Why don't we take it from the top?
Oh, you want me to do the introduction again?
But not the over-the-top version that I hated so much.
Okay. Everybody, here's Dominic Monaghan.
Yay.
Yay. Hey, what's up?
Yes.
Dominic Monaghan.
I'm
here with Mole.
Yeah.
And Don, of course.
Thank you.
Parents Caramello.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Mary Jane, I said at the end, not there. What we're supposed to do is we're supposed to say happy birthday to this woman. And then you will say yay, and let's give a nice thanks for Burt Ward. Okay.
Beautiful.
Again? Oof, yeah. Everybody, here's Dominic Monaghan.
Yay.
Yay. Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm here with Mole.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Don, of course.
Hey, how are you?
And Terry Caramello.
That's Perry Caravello.
But we've got some birthday greetings for somebody.
For Callie.
Happy birthday, Callie.
Woo.
Yay.
Yeah, okay, I think that worked perfectly.
That was lovely.
And here's a P.S. Mole, when you were away a few months ago, Kelly had the idea for this poem that could solve the problem of people giving out Scaremaster's address. I wrote it down and sent it to you, but you weren't there to hear it. She is so sweet that she was sad that you missed it. So will you please read it aloud for you? Absolutely. And then... Heaven, heaven, true, true, receding bowl of lard. A smart gent, Juan O'Toole. You know what that is?
It completely throws me off. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Wordplay.
That's really great.
Okay.
That's a haiku, right?
That is high. I know I'm haiku. Know.
Okay, we've got another $10
Heaven, heaven, true, true, receiving bowl of lard.
Don, would you mind? Okay, first of all, say goodbye.
So long, you dude. Nice.
Say goodbye to Burt Ward.
Bye, everybody. Bye. It's good
see you later, Burt.
Burt Ward. Burt Ward, everybody. Give him a big hand. Oh, yeah. Burt Ward. Hell yeah.
See you later, Burt.
Bye.
What are you doing?
Getting ready.
Hi.
Yo, this okay, one's
Dom,
really long. It's really long.
Is it really? Then
yeah,
don't read it all. Paraphrase.
And there's also this.
Oh.
In the same package. They did give $20, but, I mean, dude, that's long.
Oh, maybe they had two different... Oh, I see what this is.
It was two $10 shout-outs. So maybe I'll read one and you read another.
Okay, we'll do
that. Why don't you do them at the same time?
Okay. All right, ready? Yeah. On the count of three, we'll go. Okay. One, two, three, go. My Dear son, Thomas, my is a big is fan Keith of your Dickie. Podcast. When I listen to it with him, I've heard Don and Walter having nice, civil conversation. Said, and yes, it did get a bit Caravella. Risque. It was no worse than a PJ movie. I went back to watching TV, and a few minutes later, I heard a loud, satanic screaming, "You mother effer, you deserve to die." I had no idea what it was, but I rushed in and unplugged my son's computer. Yes, I was disturbed by the voice really and the tone this brother. Man was using. I did research on this car. Evil man, Gary Caravello. Perry is a bad person. I didn't think it was possible to be that vile.
One time Perry
but why I have started a campaign to get Terry out of the big three, and I have the airwaves on our precious children so I don't have to hear this satanic, racist, homophobic, despicable Andy Dick ripoff. I introduce you to my MAP, Moms Against Perry. After some research here are now nine reasons why Perry should be removed from the big three.
Perry,
one,
big
says he's a role model for children and brags that he doesn't even do porn.
So
and two, pornographic movies in 1989 under the name Bobby Cox. Two, linked to over 15
Since
deaths, including an alleged suicide of an NFL player, Junior Sale. Three, he's fit for his definition of a prostitution exchanging oral favors for SAG vouchers, money, bills, spaghetti sauce, usually in a restroom's bathroom. Four, he was 16 years old when he got drunk and ran his head into an 85-year-old woman killing her. He got off due to being a minor. Five, claims he's a Jehovah's Witness associated with the tribe and associates with the worship dogs and supply many Nazi-like beliefs. Six, started a smear campaign against the former mentor Randy Callahan. The campaign forced Callahan to retire from Hollywood. Seven, he tried several times to injure Don, Walter, Mary Jane, several other co-workers, including saying that he was going to kill them over 150 times on the air. Eight, was responsible for the Balloon Boy hoax. Nine, was arrested in 1998 for trying to sell crack cocaine to a six-year-old Santa Monica skateboard. And this is according to the Santa Monica Police Department. It's clear that Perry is unfit to do a radio show that is targeted to teens. Barry, and I think he's referring to you, you're going to be off the air soon. Bet on it. Barbara Randolph, president of Moms Against Perry. Well, there you go.
An interesting lad.
It was good.
I think Dan won the race, though.
Yeah, how's that?
The reading race. He finished first.
That would be Dom.
Dan Manahan.
I think it's Dan.
Dan Manahan?
Oh,
Dominic. Like
whatever Adam Carolla said.
Oh, ouch.
Okay, this.
We got a box. We got a box. Dudes, we got a box. Whoa, check it out.
What
oh, my
that?
God. This is so awesome.
This
looks
like. What?
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second.
What is this?
Dear Big Three, you continue to impress me with your pop culture and personal lives discussions. Keep up the good work. Now, down to business. Perry needs to grow up regarding the apple cherry wood tobacco smoke. It's not like Mola is burning candles or truck tires, Somalia style. May I suggest a compromise? Don, I know you never touch drugs.
Nope.
However, I have enclosed some hypodermic needles, which will enable at least Mola and Perry to get effed up. It does not produce any smoke.
Sorry.
At least listen.
I even enclosed a magic potion that I brought back from the poppy field just outside a secret location in West Kandahar. Your most devoted fan, David Soul, the fix.
Wow.
Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worthwhile.
Are we talking
and you think he was,
and Hutch, David Soul?
Exactly. And he was not only a good singer, but he was an excellent actor, too.
Yeah.
So all in all, that was... What is that? What is in that little bottle right there, Mo?
I used to occasionally...
The white powder. What's in the white powder?
Done.
Well,
hold on.
What?
Yeah.
On occasion, I used to run in the Paul Michael Glazier at Vaughn's in Palm Springs with his mom.
Oh, that's a hell of a needle.
I know.
Well, while you're doing this, we have one last $10 shout out. We'll figure out what's going over there in a second. This is very short. Dear,
I'm not touching that.
Okay. Dear fucktard of the big three, Perry. Hey, Perry, fuck you. I used to love playing the Super Mario Brothers video game, but based on your show business past, all I think of those Italian Goomba brothers do is sneak into Bowser's castles and blow them rather than rescue the princess. Perry, you are a gay man.
I'm not gay.
You should dress up as Mario with a chicken stuck in the vacuum for Halloween. This costume will make you an Italian cocksucker. John Pollock? All right. Now, what do you got there, Mole? What is this exactly? mole. What is in that little jar right there?
It's I think it's HN. And I think we could all stand and lose a couple pounds.
No, we're not doing any drugs.
Well, the big show's today.
We're not doing drugs.
You go first, Mole.
Not doing drugs. Are you going to do some of this?
If Mole says it's good, it checks out, then it checks out.
Hey, what's the worst that could happen?
He knows his product. I mean,
okay, oh, that looks almighty. Now that's a needle.
It's a needle. It's a fucking
thermodemic.
It is a thermodemic.
Wow, and that's white powder. What is that?
Do the next
it could be anywhere between baby powder to fucking cocaine.
Okay, and that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Mole, I don't think you should do this.
Do not do that, Mole.
I'm just saying right off the bat, I don't think you should do this.
Oh, God, please. I mean, yeah, this is a comedy show, but do not hurt yourself.
I'm not going to hurt myself, dude. I'm a professional. When it comes to HN, do you remember when
talking in the mic, Mole?
It comes to HN,
do you remember when I used to do all that HN?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so harmful drugs.
Listen, we're taping this a week before we really do it.
So you'll be dead by the week that it comes out.
Check this out.
Don't put it, Mole. Don't put it in your neck. For God's sake.
I just did a little.
Are you really going to do some of that now?
I want to see if it checks out before.
You're not going to use the same needle, are you?
Yeah, you can switch out the needles, right?
I don't know what that guy put in there, but it's some wild stuff, kid.
You sound like Bob Hope.
He's my old dealer.
Hey, I got to tell you, boy.
That's right. He's Jones like
I'm jonesing like a motherfucker, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so are you going to do any of this?
Yeah, I'll do some. Pass it over.
Yeah, well, let me see your hand for a second.
Okay, I'm going to say before you go on, I don't think you should do this, Tom. You actually did it. And you shot it in the vein of your hand. Okay. Don't you think that's a little dangerous?
No, I trust Mole.
Yeah, when it's the same fucking needle and all that other bullshit.
You went like that with it, though.
We all know each other. I licked it off.
Licked the end of it off.
Oh, wow. I feel so alive. Wow.
Stay away from me with that crap.
What is this? Wow, that's good.
Okay, well.
I brought a script.
You brought a script for what?
I wanted Perry to read some stuff. This is going to be a nice scene now in the state. Have you guys seen my new show with the snakes
thing.
And the gorillas and
the
tigers?
What's the name of that again?
Mild Things. Is it Mild Things?
On the Animal Channel.
Wild Things.
Do you want to promote it?
I brought this script from the... Okay, I only got one cop. Perry?
Now, Scaremaster, you have tried out for everything that Dominic's been
No,
in.
I haven't.
Yes, yeah, you did for what? Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings 2.
X-Men. You did. You read the scene.
I remember that. Yeah, you read the scene.
Here. You did Lord of the Rings. You did X-Men. You did Lord of the Rings 2 still ringing.
So what is this exactly that you have today?
Oh, you did X-Men Second Class.
That stuff is good, Mo.
I know.
Okay,
I don't know what these... You know what I think it is? I think it's a... Cream
so
of
I guess
tartar.
I'm the guide?
No. It's got three X's on the label. That doesn't scare you at all?
Doesn't that mean it's good?
You know what? I think it just gets us to a good place.
Okay, so let's read this.
I'm sorry. I digest. Right.
Can I read over your shoulder and just see this? I'll read this.
Perry, let me set it up for you, right?
Go ahead.
Nature show, okay? Every week on my nature show, I have a guide. I have someone who comes along with me, tells me what we're looking at.
Okay.
They're the local expert. That's you. You're going to be the local expert. I'm just me.
All right.
Okay? So we're walking through the jungle. Okay?
Okay. This is Wild Things with Dominic Monaghan. That's the name of the show, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this is the exterior. We're in the Amazon jungle. Dominic walks with his guide.
Here we are, deep in the jungle.
Yes, it's deep and dark. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. Wait, what kind of snake is that?
Stand back. I'll handle this. Those kind of snakes are tricky. You have to get behind it and grab it firmly.
Mm-hmm.
Grab it just below the head and quickly yank it up and hold it. Yeah, you may need to use two hands.
You really are good at this.
I guess so. I mean, I guess maybe because I have some experience.
What kind of snake is that?
It's a South American trouser snake. Want to see me milk it?
Who wouldn't? Right after this word from our sponsors. That was excellent.
Really good, Scaremaster. Oh, actually, you're really good at that.
That was excellent.
You should have him on the show.
Why don't you be a nature guide?
Best audition yet, I'm going to say.
Wow.
Just grab the snake and hold it with two hands?
Like a martial arts expert.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. And it'll sometimes spray in your face as well. When we were in Africa, we saw one that was...
Yeah, you tap the top of its head and calm it down, and then you...
Get it hot again.
And then you grab it underneath the wings of its neck.
Where it flares out.
Bruce Lee.
Can I compliment you?
Thank you.
When you said that you were experienced, I truly believe that you had done this many times before.
You grabbed a lot of snakes with two hands and milked them.
Right.
No, I like to read scripts and do them correctly.
Excuse me. Is that a phone call I hear? Could you send that through for us, please?
There's a buzz around town, and I think I know why.
There's a show tonight, and they're feeling the high.
Yes, yes, a classic from yesteryear, a classic. Now listen, how's everyone feeling and reeling?
We're pretty good, Mr. Adams.
We're feeling.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. For tonight, the day that this comes out, for tonight is the night, yes, yes. Loosen your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
I think it's tighten your seatbelts, Mr. Adams.
Well, they'll be loosened by the time I'm through with them, yes?
Oh, I bet it will be.
Oh, wait, who is that? Who is that in the background? I hear mangling the queens. Is that young Dommy M?
Oh, hey, it's me. How you doing?
Oh, Dommy, wondrous, wondrous. Lovely you scraped up enough bus fare to attend the program. Oh,
he actually drives nice, a really classy. Nice car.
Ooh, well, Ludi Patootie, I bet it smells of doody.
That's not cool, Mr. Adams.
Apologies, apologies. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm very tense about Mama. She's quite maddening.
Oh, is your dirty little mum still alive?
Yes, indeed. She's a
wild
she used
woman.
To corner you at Quincy's, my old restaurant in the stockroom. Yes, yes, I remember that. Do you remember?
Yeah, she's a dirty girl. Very
dirty.
She's
trying to do her a favor, probably.
Yes, yes. Mama was hand raping long before it was au courant. Now, when you look at her, she's a shell of the former woman she was before she met Mr. Barnes, and I'll tell you why. I'll say it. She's fallen in love.
Yeah, she loved my jizz all over her face. That's what she loved.
Yes, yes, of course. Who wouldn't love that? For the emollients alone. Perry, let me ask you, do you enjoy emollients?
You're disgusting.
Well, it is quite important to moisturize. Quite important. And I'd like to moisturize you, if you know what I'm saying.
Again, you're disgusting.
Okay, listen. Let's get back on track. Let's talk about the big show. How go the ticket sales?
Really good, but we still have a couple left, so you might get them at the door.
Well,
if
would you do me a favor? Would you put me down for two of the jumbo packs? Mama's demanding to go. She wants to throw her soiled hosiery at you, Mr. Barnes.
She is a skank whore, if there ever was.
Yes. Indeed she is, indeed she is. Well, I'll tell you, the tree doesn't fall far from the JQ apple. Now tell me, are we all ready with the big song, with our big performance? Are we ready?
Not at all. I didn't even know about this.
Mole, did you forget to give everyone the lyrics? These need to be ready. This song needs to be ready. Dear Lord, this is the opening theme for the musical. How about this? Do we want to try it? Do we want to just give it a shot and see how it is?
Yeah. I'm shy. I forgot the lyrics because Apple cherry with tobacco. We'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Well, I have serious doubts, but here, let's do it. Let's give it a try and see what we get, all right?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
The Windy City Heat Musical. The Windy City.
Sing this.
The Windy City Heat Musical. And now we're dancing and we're coming out. Oh, this is where the crowd gets loose. Now, Perry, this beginning is going to be yours. I want you to get ready for it. Now, just warm up your throat and really loosen up the throat for this. Are you ready? I'll back you up a little bit. I'm Stone Fury, and I've seen better days. Good, good. I'm out of touch and out of time. And everybody says I'm gay. But I feel something brewing. Do the brewing thing, yes. Stone can feel it in his bones. This might be my last chance to knock this town stone cold. And here we go, Don. We're Big Lou and Brock and Mole. and listening to the radio. Wonderful, now everybody, don't you remember the Windy City? The Windy City Musical. The Windy City. A little enthusiasm. The Windy City Musical. The Windy City. All right, listen, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. I feel like Ziegfeld and half of my Folly Girls have just shown up on heroin. What's happening?
I got a song we could
do. I want to hear your song, Walt? Yeah. Sure, why
play
not?
My
Let's
song.
Hear yours.
Play my song. I'll sing my song.
No!
What's this going to be now? What's this going to be?
This is what happened. I got you. Ready?
Oh, okay. I think I see where this is going.
Ready? Here we go. Who that lady? Who that lady? Go in that movie. Who that lady? She's showing us her boobie. Smoking apple cherry with tobacco. They threw me out of the movie.
All right, you know
what?
That's it. Really, that's not working. We need to focus here. We really need to focus. I'll tell you. You know what I would like right now? I'd like a Bonanza daiquiri out to sea with Juan Dez, but that matters not. What I want to do is focus on our theme. We must prepare.
But
secondly, let me ask you, Walter, was it Kathy Hepburn?
No, it wasn't Kathy Hepburn.
No. Was it Sandy Bullock?
Can we please focus, Mr. Hey,
all right. Then if we want to focus, perhaps one of you can tell me what Mr. Ghosty put on his bagel.
Scream cheese.
Yes, and I'd like to spread my scream cheese all over your bagel hole, Scaremaster. Sound delish?
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, it sounds delish to me. I do a little carb loading, if you know what I'm saying. Yes.
I know
Anywho's,
what you're saying.
Toods.
See you, Mr. Adams.
Done.
Yeah.
Urgency.
What's up?
We're almost done with the show.
It's
the biggest part of the show.
It's the biggest part. It's time. What's that?
No, I was just going to say. I'm just going to take a quick shit, if that's all right. I feel like I've got a bit of a stomach.
No, John, hang on for a second.
Can you hold on? Because we got to do the best thing that we do on this show. I can't do this. Because, you know, I'll say one thing that's been going on. And I want to protect you for a second. Because what has happened all along is you get 60 seconds with Perry. And this is meant to promote your skateboard. And what I've noticed, people mention this online all the time. They say that Mole sometimes interrupts you during this.
I
do not.
Yes, okay. You do.
Mole, so what I'd like you to do, give me your
Shut
mic.
Shut up.
Give me your mic. All right, this time we're going to do this, but we're going to do it without Mole even near a mic. Go!
Can we just put a soft pause on that for a second? Because I did want to ask you guys, Perry in particular, because this is just a safety concern. I brought a couple of snakes with me tonight. So I had asked Don earlier
Okay, we're in the middle of his 60 seconds.
He only has a couple of seconds to talk about his
skateboard. This is just a safety concern.
I don't want you to have this is his 60 seconds.
So what I was going to do is bring them in. I've already got Mole's permission, Don's, and unfortunately because I arrived late, I wanted to ask you, if I bring in snakes, are you okay with them?
Right now,
this is his 60 seconds. This is his only time.
So you're doing a fucking mole on me, motherfucker!
No, I'm not. I'm asking
you
about Dom. If I could,
Dom, please listen. He has 60 seconds, and that's it. We can't go back. You're in the. It's almost time. Go on to your commercial.
All right.
What I
Shut up!
While you're doing it, we'll bring in some spiders and scorpions. These guys have said it's okay.
Come on.
I just want to make sure if
Dom,
I can bring in.
www.scaryperry.com. Stop talking. Stop. Mole, stop.
You said okay.
And I
got
to take
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry right
I'm only
there.
Asking if I can bring
Perry,
in
Perry, what are you doing?
I
gotta go take a shit!
No, you can't. We can't.
What?
Perry, we're almost done with the show. Let's just close
you
out the...
You want me to shit my pants?
Let's just close the show, okay? Can we just close the show?
Thank you, because I gotta run down the street and use the bathroom.
Okay, because now it's time to do the thing that people like the most on this time. It's time, once again, for a little thing we like to call Mole Play!
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play! Mole play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, this is where Mole will create some sort of scene. And the great thing about Mole, he is so versatile. He will not only write the scene, he will direct the scene, and he will also cast the scene. What we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, Scaremaster has maybe a different memory of what happened in that room with his orderly who shaved him and fell in love with him. But we'll never know what really happened in there until we go back to that room where Scaremaster is lying in his Toy Story coma and his orderly comes in to give him
Toy Story?
That's what people are saying.
Toy Story.
That's what it's been called.
Woody and Buzz it. When people
are. There's nothing toyish about what happened to me.
No. For the people, the people who don't believe, who you know, the deniers.
You mean the freaks and liars, not deniers. The freaks and liars.
That's interesting. Okay.
You know, you can find my mom's 1970 Cutlass on my website if you want to see a fucking car that was nearly.
Selling it how much?
What?
Are you selling it?
Why would you do that?
I'm not selling a fucking car.
Do you have the records that you kept it up?
You picked the bones off her body, for God's sake. Well, actually, we're not in mole play yet.
Anyway, Scaremaster, you just relax, Scaremaster. Keep your head
back. I'm trying to hold my ass so I don't shit all over myself.
Scaremaster, relax your head back. You just relax. You are lying motionless. And here comes your... Here comes your orderly... And I'd like the orderly to be played by Wolfie.
All right, I'm part of Mole Play.
Scaremaster, you are lying in bed. You're lying in your bed, chilling out. And Dominic, I would like you to be the hospital administrator who comes by and catches Wolfie falling in love with Scaremaster and Mole Play.
Hey, Mr. Caravello, where are you today?
I'm in a coma, you fucking idiot.
All right, well, it's time to keep you a little clean. Can we move this?
He moves the fanny pack.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. I'm comatose. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right, so just take the fanny pack off.
Just take it off. It's okay.
You're going to have to take it off anyway to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Let me hold your hand. I'll hold it.
Oh, that smells really good, Mr. Caravelli.
I'll hold the neck brace. You want to hold the neck brace? The pack is off. The pack is off the Scaremaster. And he's handing it to Dominic to watch for him.
I'm going to hold it.
I got it. It's in my lap.
Okay, Wolfie, Mulpike.
Mr. Caravelli, it's time to clean up down in here.
Is that all you know is to grab my fucking cock, you flaming faggot, you goddamn dog? I'll break every fucking tooth in your mouth, you little cocksucker.
Good morning, Mr. Caramel. I was just coming to see... Oh, excuse me. What I'll come back.
Hey,
no,
back.
The administrator sees that the guy faking the coma is screaming at a wolf.
You're awake.
I'm just
a miracle.
Don't I wish I was awake?
I'm just trying to clean him up.
Who's your friend?
Well, it's time to
feel like I've interrupted something.
Hey, get the fuck out of here! Hey, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, take this. You'll feel so much better.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Oh, that was good. Wow, that was fantastic. So tonight, well, actually, as you know, we pre-record this, and tonight will be the first night of the Windy Weekend.
Windy Weekend.
So I hope that you people are here in town. I hope you're excited about it. We're going to have... What are you doing? That's heroin. Don't do that, dude.
Get the fuck out of here with that crazy crap.
Come on, man. Seriously. So tonight, we'll see a lot of you over at the World Famous Comedy Store.
Yeah, who's going to be there? Who's going to be there?
Well, we've got a lot of surprises, and it's going to be a great night for everybody. But right now, it's time that we got to say goodbye to everybody, because I see the hands on the wall near the clock, and it says we're just about out of time here. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1 on my Twitter, SimplyDon on Facebook, SimplyDon1 on...
Who are you going to party with tonight? Hedberg?
I don't know who I'm going to party with. How can people get in touch with you? Perry, sit down. You got
to find me at the podcast.
I'm shit my fucking pants.
Find me at the podcast.
Sit down.
I'm going to shit my goddamn pants.
We got to close the show. Perry, seriously. We got to close the show. Wait a minute. No, you got to tell... What's the matter? I got to shit. Okay, you...
My shit on my pants. My shit on you. Fuck off.
You got to give your... How people get in touch with you.
Facebook, PerryFCaravello.com.
It's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in Car A-V-E-Villa. Yeah.
Dom, how can people just sit down for one sec? Yeah. We're almost done with the show.
Please. Dom's Wild Things on Twitter. Dominic Monan on Twitter.
Please, just sit down for a sec. Okay, and well, you know what, guys? Check me out every night at the Comedy Store. Guys that are here in town, I'm there every night. So if you want to come by late night, that's where I'll be. Put her there, guys. Here we go. Big three. Goodbye.